Rabies is one of notified diseases that exists in South Sudan for quite a long time. It is a disease that kills all species. I mean all animals, different species, including human beings. It's a disease of high mortality and low mobility, which means cases of rabies are very rare. But if there is one case, it definitely will result in the death at the end of the scenario. So it's a disease of concern across the world. That's why we will celebrate the Rabies Day to raise awareness among the communities on date 28 September. Goes back why we select the 28 September is that because the scientists who developed the vaccine for rabies, he developed a vaccine, but at the end of the day, he died because of rabies. So the world across are celebrating him as a memorial for that, the role he played to help people across the world.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a sad story, but at the same time, very impactful. So before we continue, could you just briefly explain how you can know that an animal has got rabies?
Rabies is a zoonotic disease, meaning that it can affect animals as well as human.
Mm-hmm.
The main clinical sign, especially in the animal like dogs and cats, are very clear. One, massive salivation. Sick animal must show massive salivation. Second, animal become nervous. The sick animal become nervous, can attack anything in front of him. If it is a dog, can attack whoever that he can find, whether it's a human being or whether it's other animal. Three, at all this process, there is a partial paralysis. Animal become paralyzed in the mid-time. And then finally, the death. Those are the key four clinical signs that we can see in
animals.
Animals.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Let me come to you, Dr. Gada.
Yes.
You are from the South Sudan Veterinary Association. What role do you play there?
Yeah, as a South Sudan Veterinary Association, I'm the president of South Sudan Veterinary Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most of our responsibility, it is upon the awareness, raising awareness throughout to the communities, to the citizens. And when we raise the awareness for the rabies, because rabies is actually one of the neglected diseases. And actually when infected or a rabid dog bites somebody, people doesn't know what to do with. Other people, they neglect, no reporting,
mm-hmm.
not rushing even to wash where the wound is with soap and a lot of water. And then they're supposed to report to the nearest clinic. As it has been mentioned by my colleague, Dr. Matu, that if somebody bitten by a dog, when the dog, the sign of the rabies disease appeared in a person, the dog become nervous because the virus entered up to the nervous system.
Are you talking about the dog now or the person?
No, I'm talking about the dog,
okay.
The behavior.
Uh-huh, yes, okay.
The dog misbehave, mm-hmm. when the infection reach into that level of appearing the signs,
mm-hmm.
of the disease. Where this random biting of infected dog or a rabid dog, this is it might affect most of the community surrounding the area where the dog living.
Mm.
This is the dangerous aspect of it.
So how does it affect human beings?
For human beings, just the bite, because the bite, it has it give a way of having a wound,
mm-hmm.
that will allow the saliva, the infected saliva with the virus, and it names Lysa, and it enters through that hole opened by this tooth of the teeth of the dog. And when it entered, it goes through the blood, and also through it gets in its way to the nervous system, where it reaches the brain.
Okay.
So the bites, it's wherever located, it is actually tied itself with the appearance of the signs of the disease. If it is in the leg, it cannot appear quickly. The signs, it can go beyond 2 weeks. But for the dog, infected dogs who bite these people, probably is going to die after 2 weeks. But for the person who bitten by this dog, it depends. The sign sometimes can take, and also it depends on the number of the virus itself entered into the body. So if it is a lot of virus or the titer is high in the saliva, this is where the infection rate will and the sign will appear soon.
Okay. Now, mention these key signs for human beings.
So for human beings, it's a little bit similar. You can see the person trying to avoid touching with the people, and also a phobia from water, light, and also at the end of the day, you can see the person become nervous and the eye also coming out. You can see it like somebody want to do something. But another sign, beside to that, the fever itself. And at the end of the day, some people, even they can come up with a abnormal voice that you can really know that this person affected with the rabies. And at the end of the day, the person lose his or her life.
Wow.
Yeah. So because no compromise for this disease.
The only solution is the vaccination, you said.
The only solution, it's a vaccination, and it's cheaper when you vaccinate the dog. But if you allow the dog to bite you and you don't know where the dog is, this is where the person at the end of the day will die. But okay. If you vaccinate the human being, the person, mm-hmm. With a human anti-rabies vaccine, for example, it will actually prevent it. But it is not cheaper. It's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Five doses is not easy. That's why most of our people die.
Could you define very expensive with figures?
Yes,
how much is it in South Sudan?
Yes, you know, one dose is a 10,000 SSP. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to get the five dose for a person who bitten by a dog. And unfortunately, our people sometimes misled. They take two doses and they leave the others because of financial constraint.
How does that affect you if you don't finish the dose?
It will not, it will not protect you. Because the dose prescribe that it's a five dose, you should take it all.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is no need for you to go for it. Just wait to die.
Before I come to you, Dr. Matur,
yes.
Dr. Gada, this dose, how is it given? On what span of time?
Yeah, the dose actually, if you started today on 26, you will come again after 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Again, 2 weeks. Again, another week, like that. So okay. It go like
so
that until you finish.
After every 2 weeks, yeah. Until
yeah.
You finish.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, let's come back to the day. What is the theme for this year?
Yeah, the theme for this year is the One Health, Zero Death.
Okay, how do you interpret it?
Yes, One Health, it means that we are following the One Health approach of bringing everybody on board.
Mm-hmm.
Because previously, we were working at the Ministry of Livestock alone to try to eradicate or minimize the disease. But unfortunately, those days, I feel it was not good and okay. That's why all over internationally, the OIE and other WHO and the Livestock Ministry and the Ministry of Health all supposed to come together in order to fight this target, it's rabies. There is a level of collaboration, coordination we have to do it. From our side, as the livestock in the National Ministry of Livestock, for example, they are the one controlling the disease upon the animals, whatever if it's pets, animal or whatever. For the health also, they're supposed to take upon them the responsibility of the health of the of their citizen or the people.
Yes.
And the vaccination itself, it has to come, like, for the Ministry of Health, through WHO and other partners, they're supposed to avail the human anti-rabies vaccine with in a cheaper way.
Which brings me to the question, how available is that vaccine? Is it available? Is it accessible? Yes.
Yes, for the rabies vaccine, it's available. If for the government, always we rely on the institution itself to have the responsibility in purchasing the vaccine itself. There is a need for us, you know, to do some like what we FAO doing, partnership with the National Ministry of Livestock. They are the one providing the rabies vaccine. For the also the Ministry of Health, it is WHO. You know, it's their partnership.
Yes.
So nobody can bring alone. But for the rabies, it's as a disease. I myself, you can purchase the rabies vaccine even from our neighbor country as an individual. So now the human anti-rabies vaccine that around all the pharmacies, the private pharmacies, they are bringing it from outside. Each, every pharmacy free to bring.
Is it harmful.
Is
the quality assured?
The quality is supposed to be assured by the National Ministry of Health and also the Bureau of Standards.
Okay.
Bureau of Standards, this is their role in verifying and giving a way forward of purchasing.
Dr. Matur, has there been any challenges with procuring this vaccine?
Yeah, I think I want to add just a point to what Dr. Gada has said.
Yes.
Concerning the issue of One Health approach.
Okay.
I think in the whole world, there is a system of working. We have seen that, we have learned that from other advancing regions like Europe. They developed something called One Health approach. One Health approach means that all partners of health, starting Ministry of Livestock, Ministry of Wildlife, Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Health, okay, plus the partners who are supporting, like WHO, OIE, FAO, they come together. If there is an emergency, all these stakeholders, they come together and address that issue. Because when you see it, the nature of disease is involved indirectly all these institutions.
Yes.
So this is where the One Health approach
came.
The
One Health approach.
And
okay.
We are trying to adopt it in Africa, especially in South Sudan. That is the base of One Health we are talking about. Now, in our contents in South Sudan, we want to bring in board Ministry of Health plus partners like WHO, Ministry of, even Ministry of Interior. Because when there's somebody bite by dog, you have to go to ministry, to police. Okay.
Yes.
So these kind of people that we call them stakeholders. Where there is a many stakeholders, and then also there is some stakeholders who are involved.
Yes.
So this is what we are doing. That we, if we want to spread out the messages, all these stakeholders should be involved in this campaign.
Can I ask about accessibility? Do you mean the whole of South Sudan?
Yeah.
That is all the states down to the counties to the payams. These vaccines are available.
Vaccine is available in the centers, especially in the main headquarters of the state. There is a system of cold chain, and then if there's a need, we send vaccine from here to that particular state, and then from that particular state to the county level. So there's accessibility of vaccine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Are there specific challenges you're facing in terms of your work to prevent rabies?
I think we have challenges. And one of them, the issue of awareness. Our people did not understand the importance of this rabies as a fatal disease. That's one. Also, number two, the issue of knowing the number of dogs across the country. Okay, we are encouraging our local people to register their dogs in the nearest Ministry of Livestock or Department of Livestock. So what will be the impact of that? It will give us the figures, okay? And then it will give our services to reach according to the needs, okay? So this is one thing that when, our people, they don't register the dogs, okay? And that's why you find the dogs are moving around the town or whatever. That's one. Number two, the issue of if you choose to have a dog, you may choose it for just certain time, 2 months, 3 months. Later on, you can decide and then you just chase it out from your house. And then that one is not good. When you choose to own a dog, you must avail the services that are needed for that dog. Food, shelter, water, and health services, including treatment and you vaccinate that dog.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the keys. Yeah, those
are the keys. Dr. Gada, is there something else, a challenge in the sector as far as preventing the spread of rabies?
Yeah, I think mostly it has been mentioned by my colleague, but also there is a big challenge that towards the disease itself. And mostly I'm seeing people are not reporting. This underreporting for the rabies, whatever bites happen, none of these people are reporting. And this is mostly a big challenge. Another one also, if a case of rabies happen, you can see somebody lose his life or her life in the hospital and also no reporting. The other biggest challenge are the veterinarians. The veterinary doctor, when somebody report that a dog bite or her, this dog must be brought and isolated by this doctor for 2 weeks to see whether this dog, whether it has a certificate, vaccinated, because when we vaccinate, we give certificate. If it doesn't have a certificate, it means that it's not vaccinated, and probably, maybe, it might be a rabid dog. In this event, the dogs should be isolated for 2 weeks to observe. After that, if there is nothing happened to the dog, no sign, nothing, the dog is eating well, doing well, so it means that this dog might be provoked by this. And probably, by the way, the bites happen to children, young children.
Yeah, yeah.
They are the one, throwing the stones to the dog, provoking them and bites them.
And then it bites them.
So it doesn't mean any dog bites that it's a rabid dog.
Oh, yes, got it. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I want to bring one particular problem to your attention, and maybe you can share what you feel is the solution. Now, you talk about dogs have to be brought. That means these are dogs that have owners.
Yeah.
Now, there's a case in Juba City and parts of South Sudan that I've been to where there's a lot of stray dogs in the street. They don't have owners. What is the solution to this? Because then there's no accountability here.
Yeah, thank you. Let me take that. For the stray dogs, this is another challenge. But I'm seeing in South Sudan, most of the own dogs, In the at night, they are on. But during the day, they disown. They become a stray dog.
That's interesting. Okay.
So this is, and all this because of our economical situation.
Mm-hmm.
These economic challenges that facing all of us, I think it's all affecting the dog itself. You are owning a dog, you cannot give or provide a food for the dog. And yet the dog during the day in the morning, get out and get his its own food there, and after that come back at the night to become a watchdog and really protecting people at night.
Is this something that has been researched on and has been verified?
This is happening all over. If you observe, even your close neighbor who have dogs,
okay.
And many people having.
Yeah.
The most actually issue is during the conflict of 2013 and 2016, where most of the houses vacated, most of the dogs got out.
Mm-hmm.
Those own dogs, they become stray dogs due to that.
Yeah.
And if you can see, in Juba, in Upper Nile, most of the dog become this own dog. And that things, raising the number of these stray dogs, it's a challenge itself.
So
and
what can be done
policy
to get them out of the street?
At the South Sudan Veterinary Association, always we depend on partners. We make a concept note in order to try to reduce the number. And we actually what we are requesting, the assistance from the either national NGOs or international NGOs to support us, because we cannot kill them all. This will be against their rights.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that we can use to, for the female, we do spay, where we remove the ovary outside, so no production,
mm-hmm.
if the dog is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you can see some dogs are really affected with some disease, you can see even no hair, alopecia all over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a mange infection. Such type of dogs is untreatable. You can even try with their lives to take them away and bury them well.
Mm-hmm.
But for those other number look healthy, just for the female, we do what I stated, is paying. And for the male, we do the
castration
in order also no production more.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. Now, coming back to the day again, what are some of those activities that are lined up for this week, Dr. Matur?
Yes, for World Rabies Day celebration, we will launch this events in how do you call that hotel?
Yeah, we launch at Palm Africa.
So. Palm Africa hotels, and then after launching by Ministry of Concern, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Livestock, plus other partners, we have around seven centers across Juba. Gudeli, Shirikat, Munike, all these areas, Jebel. I think Dr. Gada will explain later. That will start immediately vaccinate dogs. So we advise the owner that when you head the center nearest to your site, please, you have a dog, you bring it to that center. It will be vaccinated free, just a small fee for some of the things. And then also deworming, some other treatments. And across Juba for 7 days.
Okay.
This campaign is for 7 days. Yeah.
Sorry, I like clear figures. When you say small fee, how much are we talking about?
In terms of?
Approximately.
Yeah, you know, the amount of money actually is like 2,000.
Okay.
Because there are other parts for treatment and 1,000 for the certificates. You get the vaccine ML, yeah. 1 ml for a dose, and you get the certificate and other site treatment. If okay. there is no treatment, you can get 1,000. So, both, if you do both as a citizen, you pay 2,000 SSP.
All right.
Yeah, per dog.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, just clarify again where these centers will be exactly.
I think for the centers, as the South Sudan Veterinary Association, we are initiating a center in Gudele 1 and also Gudele 2 nearby the Gurey Market, opposite Gurey Market. And in Gudele 1, we are making nearby Low. And also, when you go to Munuki, also it's... nearby the Bilfam Bridge, while you are going to Bilfam, there is a center there. Another one will be also initiated in Souk Jebel, nearby the police station, actually neighboring the wall of the police station there at Jebel Souk. And also Aba Ilif, you will get it at the also main road. Another one will be also established in Gumbo,
mm-hmm.
nearby also the police station. And the last one in Tomping, nearby... there is an area there, a space in the center of Tomping.
Okay.
Yeah, so like seven centers we are going to initiate it. And we see, because every year we do same,
mm-hmm.
and people come sometimes holding them.
So how long will these centers be active to
for vaccinate? 7 days.
7 days seven from the days, day of?
28th of September.
7 days.
7 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is this also happening in the States?
In the States, this time due to the lack of the rabies vaccine, the little we have, we are using here in Juba, and also another one it's going to be conducted in Awil. Also, is not a good number, but we are waiting if there is another vaccine purchased by FAO who will support other states, because South Sudan Veterinary Association was planning to have in Juba these centers, and also in Malakal, also because there are a lot of also dogs there, and also in Rumbek, but unfortunately due to the lack of the vaccine itself.
Okay.
But if we succeed to get the vaccine, even if late, we will go and do the same.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming and sharing all this. Could you share your final messages to the people in regards to rabies, its prevention? You can speak in Arabic as well. Let's start with you, Dr. Matur.
شكرا جزيلا. I think كحكومة نحن من بنشيد بدور بتاع الاتحاد البياطرة بتاع جنوب السودان South Sudan Bilateral Association all this time along في فترة بتاع 4 سنوات بيعملوا campaign بتاع Rabies Day on previous time بيعمل كان بس لاد ولايات بيعملوا في ولايات ودي يعني في فايدة للناس بتاعنا وفي يعني في زيادة في واي في المجتمع حقنا بنرجو من الناس حقنا تساعدنا وتساعد الناس الشغالين بالشغل ده اللي هو انه لو عندك كلب في البيت جيبه برضو الشيء الثاني انت لو عندك جيرانك ما سمعوا الخبر ده ممكن توصلوا الخبر ده خليه يجيب كلب بتوعه في اقرب سنتة قريب معكم هناك عشان يلقوا علاجات اللي بيعمل في سنة وبالتالي ده فرصة يعني تجيب كل بتاعك يلقوا الخدمات دي زي العلاجات ويتعموها ده لحماية بتاعك لحماية أسرة بتاعك لحماية جيران بتاعك دي حاجة مهمة. أنا برضو من أقول إنه يعني بنشر المنظمات اللي بتساعد الكامبين اللي هو الريبيز داي على رأسهم المنظمة بتاع التفاعل العالمية بيساعد كتير في الشغل ده برضو بنشكر المنظمة بتاع بي اس اف جيرمان دي هاب كونتريبيوشن نشكر برضو برايفت سيكتور فراجة بقول له ستار كومباني ان في جوبا هنا سبلاينج منستر اوف هيلث وذ دراجز اند وات اند منستر اوف لايف ستوك وذ دراج اولسو دي اولسو كونتريبيوت سو هو با ذات كونتريبيوت ان ذيس كامبين وي از غاكمان ريبريزنتينج منستر اوف لايف ستوك وي ابريشيت ذا ريبورت وي ابريشيت اولسو ذا ميديا فور سيندينج اوت ذيس مسجز
يس
And thank you.
Kala, shukran. Yeah. Shukran, Dr. Matur. Dr. Gada.
Shukran, Mirai FM. Anena fi South Sudan Veterinary Association, itihad am bita bayatra, inna binadi kulu mwatinin tajuba. Kaluman kutu bala fi radio, kaluman kutu bala fi sika, le sheikh bita hela, ashan fi center bita gudele 1, gudele 2, jebel, Abba Ilif, Gumba, Tomping, Munuki, Mahalat de Kulu, Salatin de Bidouru, ma microphone, Buweri Keliji Bukelib, Ashan Bitamu. Kanita Tamu Kelib, Ora His. Kanita Sibu Kelib Adita, Uita Tala Ayan, Ita Bumutu, Kanita Mala Gubadun. So Kanita Ala Gubadun, Shanta Bitam Badun, Kabini Adam, Ita Bilgo, Vaccine de Gale. Imkin Baku Dominita Geribble, Teletin, Hamso Teletin Alf. Ude Gale. So ana binadi mwatinin bita juba suru radio miraya ini alela kaluma njehizu badun yom 28-29 yom 4 nazbi bada hamla bita tataim utataim da bigeni lahadi 7 yom ita lazim bijibu kelib bitak ashan baamulu tataim ashan ita behafizu nafsak behafizu kelib bitak wita behafizu mujtama aljiran bitak ashan mashakil dema behasil ukan kelib adi zol keliku nindi shahada shahada deta borile bolis ma baamulu leta mushkila بس تبي دفع لزول ده غروش تتطعيم ده human anti-rabies vaccine. وكان كمان اسم شنو كلمة مشاكل ما حصل كلمة نجيلة إنا في South Sudan Veteran Association في مكتب تا وزارة عشانو هم بحاجي وكان كلب ده تعمو ولا ما تعمو لانو ريكورد تو ده بيكون فيه. So ده حاجة لانا بونس للمواطنين بتانا كلمة كتو بالا عشان تطعيم مهم ورخيص وبيجيبوا فايدة لبلد عشان ناس برا قدام كفاية موتو ناس موتو كتير كلنا ما موتو بعيان البقدر ألاقو البقدر يعملوا وقاية بدري شكرا
شكرا thank you so much for coming and I do wish you a good exercise yeah. as we mark thank World Rabies Day
thank you very much
you are invited by the way
thank you